Tony Romo retiring?
What's that?
Any thoughts of Tony Romo retiring?
No, man. I think he was somebody that could probably still contribute, but, you know, he's got to do what's best for him and his family. So.
Hey, Jordan, you're healthy this offseason.
I am.
You weren't last year. What's the difference like, and how much more or how much farther along are you now than you were last year?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge to get a full year of just really just that playing time first and foremost. That's probably the biggest thing is having that playing time and then going into the offseason and just being able to train, let your body heal from the season, and then just pick up where you started, you know, and really build off of everything. Not having to start off at square one and, you know, primarily focus on that rehab. I've had that more times than not. So it's really nice to just be able to go into this thing confident. It does build your confidence just knowing that you've had that healthy season and, you've proved yourself in that area.
And now last offseason, there was not much upper body for you, obviously.
Yeah, no, I shoot.
Are you bigger now or stronger now than you were last year?
I would say so at this point, yes. That's probably an easy question just because I wasn't able to do anything, you know, so it's been good. It's been a good off season. I am a little bit bigger. I like being a little bit bigger at this time just to build that strength. I can cut easy. You know, if I don't eat, I cut easy. So it's just the way my body works.
What are the numbers now versus last year in terms of
weight? I don't know. I couldn't. Oh, number weight-wise?
Yeah.
Weight-wise, I'm probably about the same. Strength-wise is what's different.
Jordan, you get these questions all the time. Let me ask again. If the Eagles do make some moves and they want you to move outside, how prepared are you to do that?
Yeah, man, I answer it the same way every time. I've played in a ton of defenses. I think this is number 6 or 7 in 8 years, like 6 and 8 years or something like that, and I played just about every position. And I'm more than willing to do what's necessary for this team to be the best defense it can be, you know, and to help contribute to this team as much as I possibly can.
You look at the numbers, your numbers last year, you had 5 interceptions, which led all linebackers. You also had, I think, 11 passes defended, which was the top number among linebackers in the league, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that? Do you regard that as a strength, being able to cover as well as you do? Is it something you'd like to do less of, more of? I mean, how do you kind of look at
that? No, I mean, anytime you get the ball thrown at you, you want to be able to make plays on it. And that's whether you're a linebacker, DB, anything. Coverage is part of my job description. And to be able to hang your hat and say that, you know, you were able to do that, it gives you a place to build off of. Obviously last year I was able to make some plays. And, I'm just trying to build off of that, you know. Being able to be in the same defense 2 years in a row will help a lot, and to really work on the intricacies of the defense and the little mishaps that we had maybe early off in the season. But, you know, it's definitely something to build off of.
You mentioned at the end of last year that the run game is where you really wanted to improve the most. How much does being able to strength train now play into that?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Because, you know, as a linebacker, especially in this defense, it's all taking on blocks and getting off of blocks to make a tackle. The defensive line is going to be disruptive, but you're going to have to take on blocks to be able to get into the tackles. And, being able to have, again, that off season and go into it healthy and not have to worry about rehabbing and starting off at square one is huge. Strength-wise and being able to punch and shed. So it's huge for me.
What about the going into the second year, knowing Jim a little bit better, the defensive coordinator, middle linebacker.
Yeah, it's huge.
Relationship is big. What do you know more about Jim now, and how will that help transfer to what you do on the field?
Well, this time last year, it was all questions. You know, you didn't know what to expect. You had seen press conferences and seen who he was through little snippets, but you didn't know him. I didn't know him and have that type of relationship that I do now. So, you know, You get a feel for the way he handles a game, the way he handles practice, his expectations going into certain situations, and that communication, the ability to kind of read each other's mind and understand where we want to be and where we want this defense to be, we can only go up.
Is that what you mean when you're talking about building off what you did last year in coverage, kind of understanding the system, being more confident to be able to know, even in, more confident maybe even in your pass coverage abilities.
And that's, you know, you see a lot of the same route concepts, and we'll see a lot of the same route concepts that we did last year, and we'll be able to see that and take specific film and figure out the steps and, you know, drill work on what we weren't really good at last year, you know, and that's how you take the next step is continuously drill, you know, where you really aren't that good.
At the same time, there's going to be at least 4 new starters on defense, mm-hmm. the guys who are not here anymore. How do you compensate for that?
You know, guys got to step up, but we have faith in everybody that's here. You know, obviously, we'll have a lot of guys who have played in this defense and a lot of guys who can help those guys out and really take a role of leadership and take them under their wing. But, you know, we have got confidence in the guys that will step foot on that defense, and they'll be well tested.
Michael Kendricks has been kind of mentioned in trade rumors. I know you guys haven't spent much time together, but 2 days. Mm-hmm. How's his attitude been?
Yeah, attitude's great. Mike is Mike. He's doing a great job in the weight room, in the meetings. You know, he's here. He's attentive. You know, his attitude hasn't wavered. You know, obviously, that's out of our control at the end of the day, and he's acting that way. You know, he's controlling what he can control.
Jordan, Brandon talked about stepping up a little bit as far as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the leaders on defense? I would assume you would think that you're one.
I would. I definitely would. At the middle linebacker, I feel like I have to be.
Right.
You know, I think, honestly, we have quite a bit of guys that are considered leaders. You know, you've got somebody up front like Fletcher Cox. You know, you've got Malcolm Jenkins in the back. We've got Rodney. You know, guys who have really done a lot of successful things in this league and can call themselves leader and lead in their own ways. And do a lot of great things, pulling guys with them. So, you know, I think that's what's special about this group is there's not one guy that has to run the whole thing. You know, it's where somebody's weak, somebody else is strong. And, you know, that's kind of how we build off of each other throughout the year.
Jordan, when you look at the linebacker position, is there enough depth there at this point? Or do you expect there to be an addition in the draft next week?
I don't know. It's not really my call. I don't know. You know, my opinion doesn't really matter because I'm not in control. You know, I think the guys that are here, obviously we're here last year and we had enough depth last year. But, you know, I think really at the end of the day, it's not my control. It's not my call. I trust the guys who do make the call. And that's that.
It seemed last year the coaches were high on Joe Walker before the injury. How's he been in these 2 days here, obviously, and the year that he had behind the scenes? What was your assessment of that?
You can really learn a lot from being hurt. I know firsthand. You know, you can learn a lot being on the sideline and being, you know, having a third eye view on everything that's going on. And I think Joe did a great job of staying connected, staying in the film room, you know, staying engaged in meetings, doing a great job, you know, watching film and doing all that. So I think he's taking a step, you know, as far as physically wise. I think he's doing great right now. You know, working out, looks strong, doing a great job in the weight room and moving around a little bit. So
when you heard that Tony Romo was retiring, did you think about that hit on him that you got?
No, I didn't. You know, obviously everybody wants to connect me to Tony, but he's had a few hits after that as well, so you know I don't take the blame for that.
Jordan, you, Mike said you were among the leaders among the linebackers, a number of stats, and you put up a lot of turnovers since you became the NFL, and yet you kind of weren't mentioned in some of those postseason awards, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Is that something you care about, and do you feel like, you know, with time those accolades will start to come?
I agree with that second part, that with time it'll come. You know, I think there's a process to it. You know, you have to get your name out there, and you have to have a good year. And you know, but at the end of the day, what my focus is on is the team and the defense, and making sure that we can be as good as we can possibly be. And if we do that, everything extra will come. You know, if I can be the best that I can be for this Eagles defense and this Eagles team, everything else will fall in place.
Jordan, yesterday Carson was talking about the team and saying, you know, look, 7-9 just doesn't cut it.
Right.
Is what he said. And we asked him, well, what does cut it? So in your mind, like from a team perspective, goal-wise, what do you expect to see occur this season?
Goal 1 is to win the division. it's been the first thing that Coach Peterson has talked about since he got here. You know, you, in order to make that next step, you have to win the division. And you, obviously we're in a tough position and or in a tough division. But, you know, we believe in the guys that we have. And it showed in the games that were so close last year. You know, we're right there in a lot of those games. And we just got to learn to take that next step, take that maturity step, and finish and learn how to finish and how to close those games.
As a defensive guy, and you see, you know, the team going out and signing, like, all these offensive guys mm-hmm. and free agency and everything, like, do you wonder, like, you know, what about us at all? Or
it makes you excited. You know what I mean? I'm excited. I'm excited to see the guys that we've added. You know, there's a lot of excitement, I think, around the locker room, knowing that your offense gets, you know, some big additions and playmakers on that side of the ball. So, you know, you don't really look at it, what about us, because we are confident guys. You know, you talk to a defensive guys are usually extremely confident in what we do, and we think we can hold our own against anybody. So it's cool. It's really exciting to see offense.
So when you hear Howie say, you know, we want to surround Carson with as many, you know, good offensive weapons as possible, I mean, as a defensive guy, you guys are all falling on that and everything. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I think Carson could be, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in this league, you know, and I think the way to build around him, put those weapons with him and, you know, let them do their thing. You know, Carson is a great quarterback. He's got everything you need in it and to be a great quarterback. So, you know, I'm excited to see where this offense goes this year.
Sure. What does it say? Brent Celek's on the other side of the football.
Yeah.
What does it say about a team when he decides to take a pay cut and he's obviously doing it for the team? What does that say about the teammates and specifically Brent Celek?
Yeah. Brent is one of those guys, obviously, who everybody respects. And that's just a sample of one of the reasons why he is so well respected around this league. You know, he is, you know, as giving. You know, you ask anybody, you wouldn't expect that. And Brent was willing to do that for the betterment of the team, for the betterment of the organization, and, you know, to win games, ultimately. That's what this whole thing comes down to, is being as good as we can be and to win games. So, you know, it's just who he is.
Hey, Jordan, I think you had a fishing trip with some of the guys at his wedding. How much have you guys kept in touch during these past few months and the chemistry that we don't see? How's that come along?
Huge. It's awesome. I think I saw a handful of the guys. A lot of guys went to Ertz's wedding. So that was a good opportunity for everybody to get together. And then, the fishing trip. And we were down in Florida for a little while at a Christian conference. And, you know, it's been constant. It's been constant, you know, offensive, defensive, group text. Group text makes it 100 times easier nowadays to just throw a text in there and everybody just responds. You get notification after notification, but it's been awesome. And I think it's really going to help, you know, at the end of the day, just having that chemistry, you know, and when you're playing with a bunch of guys who like each other and respect each other and want to play for each other, that's when next step happens.
Thanks, Jordan.
Sweet. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.